Chapter 1. Mystery Calls to Mystery. 1. That night, Sakata Azusagawa had a dream. A dream of the past. 2 years ago, to be precise. He'd been in his third year of junior high. 10 days earlier, he'd been rushed to the hospital, covered in blood, 3 mysterious gashes on his chest. Sick of seeing his doctor's troubled look, Sakata slipped out of the hospital and boarded a train at the station nearby. He didn't care where it took him. The only reason he'd headed to the ocean was because a TV show he'd idly watched the day before had a bit where a character sat on a beach, gloomily watching the waves roll in. And he figured he was in the right mood for that. That's how he wound up on the beach at Shichirigahama in the middle of the day. As he stepped onto the sand, he could hear the roar of the waves, louder than he'd expected. He walked slowly down to the surf. The distinctive salty smell of the sea air, the early afternoon sun felt good. On the water's surface were paths of light leading to the sun. And in the distance, well, the air must have been clean because he could see the horizon clearly. He gazed for a while at the line between the sea and sky. Then he sensed someone standing beside him.
"Did you know?"
she asked, her voice clear. She spoke softly, but he could sense the strength of her will.
"The distance from the eye level to the horizon is approximately 3 miles.
He glanced toward her, a girl in a high school uniform, holding her hair back against the wind, a beige blazer and a navy blue skirt. She was standing barefoot on the sand. He didn't recognize her, didn't know her name. When she saw him looking, she shot him a mischievous grin. Sakata glanced around, just to check. But sure enough, there was no one else here. Only an elderly couple walking their dog way down the beach. It seemed fair to assume the girl had been talking to him. "Is everyone here like you?"
"Hmm?"
Her head tilted to one side, in evident confusion, unsure what he meant. "Do you all go around talking to strangers?" He was aware this area was a tourist hub. Enoshima to the west, Kamakura to the east. Maybe everyone just made it a habit to welcome outsiders.
"Oh, do you think I'm a total weirdo?"
"Nah."
"Well, good."
She looked relieved. "I just thought you seemed annoying."
"You can't say that to a high school girl. The 3 worst insults, annoying, lame, and tactless."
She had her hand on her hip and was puffing out her cheeks. He'd made her mad. "Then let's just go with cringe."
"That's the 4th worst thing."
She gave him a baleful glare.
"You're in a real bad mood, huh? Things not going well?"
"What you said earlier," Sakata began, ignoring her question. This was exactly the kind of attitude that made total strangers assume he was in a bad mood.
"Yeah?"
But she didn't bat an eye. In fact, she smiled. She seemed to wear her emotions on her sleeve. "The distance to the horizon," he said, still relentlessly sullen. "Is it really 3 miles?
"Closer than you thought, right?"
She picked up a stick of driftwood and drew a circle in the wet sand. Then she added a stick figure and a straight line from the stick figure's head to the edge of the circle.
"If you use the secant tangent theorem we learned in high school, you can easily calculate the distance to the horizon."
Using the sand as a blackboard, she scribbled a formula, but a wave came in and erased it. She hastily took a step back onto drier sand. Sakata turned his eyes to the horizon again. It seemed so far away before. Strange how it looked closer all of a sudden.
"Now it's your turn to answer my question," she said.
At the time, he intended to ignore her, but somehow he found himself explaining why he was here. "I have a sister," Sakata said. Before long, he told the girl about the bullies. Once he started talking, the words just came tumbling out. He told her about the mysterious cuts and bruises the bullying triggered, how helpless he'd felt when he couldn't do anything to stop it from happening to her, and then the baffling gouges that appeared on his own chest, how nothing was going right, and how he'd come here trying to escape those feelings of helplessness. He laid it all out there. He didn't want her sympathy, and he wasn't expecting her to make him feel better. He'd figured if he told her a story like this, she'd be rattled and leave him alone no matter how much of a busybody she was. He had only shared his troubles for this petty reason.